So good to see everybody here today. We are glad that you're with us on this, let's see, where are we at here? Second Sunday after Pentecost. And today we gather together to lift our praise and to lift our prayers to God and then to receive of God's grace in our midst today. So we are thankful that you are all here. It's good to see you. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about how some things that maybe if you've ever went to the Y and worked out or done some weightlifting or anything like that, or have those little dumbbells at home that you lift, we're going to look a little bit about how that relates to our spiritual lives. And so we'll talk about that later on. But as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Raise a song of joy and gladness before God. Sing aloud to God our strength. Worship God who makes all things new. Well, let's join together there and do that this morning. If you'd like to turn in your hymn book, it's hymn number 36, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning.
Give her of ease.
let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. God of all life, you created us in love to enjoy your presence. You gave us Sabbath rest to breathe in your grace and peace week by week. Refresh us in this time of worship so that we may leave with a deep sense of well-being at our core. For we offer ourselves to you through Christ. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our next hymn is hymn number 514, I Need Thee Every Hour.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can ease up. Oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless.
You this morning. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. We do, don't we? Every hour, whatever we're facing in life. Well, I'm going to invite our kids this morning, if they would make their way down. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Oh, God. It's good to see everybody. So, have you ever been running or playing and you got hurt? Has that ever happened? Yeah, so what'd you do? Like, fall down and scrape something or what? Oh my gosh, I see that. He He's got two little scabs there. Yeah. He said he was playing basketball and got hurt while playing at a friend's house. Yes, but what happened to you? Do you remember? I know sometimes when we're running real fast, we can fall, can't we? You ever scraped up your knees? Yeah, I know. Sometimes we get hurt, you know, or our elbows or something. Oh, wow, that was kind of scary, wasn't it? He said he was playing with his dog on his back porch and the dog bit him. Now, I don't know if that was intentional or maybe just a little bit. Oh, you got a little mark on his hand there. Yeah, I know sometimes when we're playing with our cat and the cat bit, you know, we get the cat all wound up and the cat will bite us a little bit, yeah. Oh, I see that. Yes, wow. Man, we got some roughed up kids in here, don't we? She was climbing on a rope, and it looks like she got a little rope burn right there on her shin. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes, was that at school? Yeah, I know. They got that one part where the kids play. He said he was playing soccer at school. They got the one area that's concrete where they play. And he fell, and I think he scraped up his elbow there. Yeah. Yeah, so it's not fun falling, does it? Yeah, sometimes we fall and we can get hurt. And it's not a fun thing. And but you know what? Guess what? How many of you had to go either to mom or dad or maybe grandma or the nurse at school or your teacher at school and had to get some medicine put on it or a Band-Aid? You know, everybody, oh my gosh, when I used to sub for the elementary kids, they always wanted Band-Aids. You gotta have those Band-Aids. Yeah, yeah. Now, and did you, like, for mom or dad, did you ever get a hug that made you feel better? Oh, yeah, yes, yes. No hugs? How about a kiss? Oh, no, not at all. No, oh, no, no. Yeah, I think I had something like that where the cord on the lawnmower, when you're trying to pull it, can get you if you're not careful. But oh, that wasn't it? Oh, they were trying to jump the lawnmower. And, oh, wait. Yeah, you were trying to start it? Okay, that's what I thought you were talking about at first, yeah. Yeah, okay, I wasn't totally off the wall there. But yeah, and so sometimes, but guess what? God knows that we work hard, we play hard, we live our lives. Sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes we face pain. It's not fun facing pain, does it? I don't like it when I hurt either. Yeah, it's not fun. Yeah, and sometimes we work hard, we play hard. Sometimes we get hurt, but you know what? God has made a way that helps us sometimes. Now, yes, we go to our parents or the teacher or the nurse at school and we get medicine, or maybe we get hurt real bad. We got to go to the doctor or emergency room where we get help, get medicine or get stitches. See, I don't know if you can see this right here. There's a little scar right there. I was 10 years old. And I got hit by a piece of farm equipment, and I had to have stitches. The emergency room doctor said he could stick his hand in there and touch my skull. Now, don't get sick on me now. Yeah, I know. So, yes, and that was kind of scary and painful and everything. But you know what? God has made a way. I know everybody wants to tell stories, but we've got to keep moving here. But God has made a way. One way that God helps us, and that's called Sabbath. Now, what's the
Sabbath. That's a day of rest that God asks us to do. So we work hard, we play hard, we do everything that we do 6 days a week, and then one day God asks us to rest. God asks us to rest. God asks us to worship. And God, for all that, God wants us to recover. So if we worked hard and played hard all week, guess what we get to do?
What?
We get to rest. Because you got to rest, don't you? You got to get your sleep, don't you? Yeah. Did anybody not want to get up and come to church this morning because you were tired? I know. That's true, isn't it? Yeah. But guess what? You got the whole rest of the day. So right now you're doing the worship. But the rest of the day you can rest. But Jesus teaches us something in the Gospels. He says not only do we rest and we worship, but we also can do good to others. So on Sunday, which is kind of our Sabbath, we can do good and help somebody else out. So worship, rest, and help somebody else out. Can you say that with me? Worship.
Rest.
And help somebody else out. There you go. Okay, you can head on downstairs.
What a great group of kids there this morning. Wow. I love it. Well, this morning as we go to our time of prayer, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share with us this morning, and then we will go to prayer this morning. Somebody this morning. Okay, I didn't hear a name for the first one.
I'm sorry, Rich.
Rich, okay, yeah. And what was the need there with Rich?
Yes, anemia.
Oh, okay,
and
yes.
And also a bad back.
Okay. So we want to remember Rich with anemia and bad back, and Jeremy with the brain bleed, and then the two unspoken there, yes. Oh, thank God for that. Oh my gosh. So Zoe, that we've been praying for, and I'm sure others have been praying for, her numbers were off on the blood work and diagnosed with leukemia, and they were concerned that they were going to have to do a bone marrow transplant, but her numbers came back to good enough.
That she can get a bone marrow.
Oh, that she can. Sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah. Well, thank God for that then, that they're able to do the bone marrow and that she'll be able to. So we want to pray for her. We are thankful to God for that, but the bone marrow, definitely want to keep her in our prayers for that procedure and be able to give her hope in the midst of all that. Yes. Somebody else this morning. Yes.
Keep the Ward family in your prayers, as we lost a classmate of mine. Shelby passed away unexpectedly Monday.
What was the last name?
Ward, W-A-R-D.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Okay, so the Ward family with the loss of this loved one. Okay. Yes.
From there. Situation and Elaine's family, Rob with his kidney.
Okay. Let's see. So there's Callie with flare up, Brock with bleeding kidney. What was the other one?
Elaine's family, a bunch of them.
And then next. You said it so fast, I was still writing the first two down. So maybe if you have a long list, you might want to just give it to me. It may work better that way. What was the, I don't know, fourth one, I think, after Elaine's family? Okay. But you need to continue to pray for strength for both of them.
Yeah.
And so, because it's very hard for her to get around. And Jim's going to need lots of help there with God's blessing. So, somebody else. Yes. Okay, so we want to remember Chris with some of the issues that's going on there with the catheter and the colostomy bag. And lots going on there. Pray for wisdom and healing. And yeah, Linda.
I have two. I've been forgetting to say our joy for my classmate's grandson that was shot when I walked in.
Oh, yes, I do. Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, wow, in and out for 2 years, that's a long time, but thank God.
Right. The other one was my Uncle Mike, who's out in Missouri, had a really bad weekend. We thought we were going to lose him Friday night, but.
So what is his name?
Mike,
okay. We definitely want to keep Mike in our prayers, which is her uncle with a lot of health concerns there and everything. So somebody else this morning. Yeah.
Unspoken, but it has to do with my job.
Okay. Someone else.
I have good news. Thursday, I was in the truck, but that's neither here nor there. I had three of my children adopted by a wonderful family.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, all together.
Good. Thank God they're all together, too, because that's hard when they got to be separated. So I thought I saw one. Yeah.
Did anybody say about Harry passing?
Yes, I will mention that. Yes. Just to let you know, Harry Ray passed this morning just a little bit before 9 a.m. I had shared a little bit last week and about what was going on with him and how they found out not only did he have a brain bleed, but he also had a major stroke and couldn't speak. He hadn't ate for over a week, and the family had gotten all together, and when they moved him up to hospice in Troy here this week, they took the feeding tube out, and because he wouldn't have wanted that, and she said his favorite thing was eating, and especially here in the last few years, and we'll let you know anything else we find out coming up here, and but you want to remember the Ray family in your prayers today. Appreciate that. Anybody else then this morning? All right, so lots and lots of needs there this morning that have been mentioned. And we want to give you a chance to lift up some of those needs there today and to the Lord, and maybe some of your own that maybe you couldn't share. You can do that there quietly in your seats and lift those up to the Lord while she plays. And then I'll come and close us out. Thank you. God of our hearts and hopes. We give you thanks for our life together in Christ and for the work of your Spirit that draws us closer to you and to each other. Lord, we pray for those that have been mentioned today. Lord, we think of Rich today, for Jeremy today, for Zoe today, for Bill today, for Callie, Lord, for Brock, for Elaine's family, for Kay and Jim, for Mike, Lord, for Chris, Lord, today, for the Ray family, God, for these unspoken needs that have been mentioned, for the Ward family, God. Lord, we just pray that your healing touch will be with those that are in need of it today as they reach out. But we ask that you would reach down and touch each of them. And Lord, for those that need your comfort today and your peace, Lord, we pray that you would reach down and touch them. Lord, thank you that we have the privilege to be able to join with them and pray for them and reach out to you on their behalf, Lord, asking that you would reach down to them and touch them today. And we're thankful for that. Lord, we pray for our church here and its purpose of worship and mission, God. We pray for those who serve our nation and communities as leaders in business and politics and healthcare and education, Lord, and then the military and our first responders, God. God, that you will grant them wisdom and steadfastness in all that they do, Lord. We pray for those who are facing uncertainty, Lord. We pray for those that are facing unrest and threat from violence and places around the world, Lord. We bring before you our community, God, and those in places around the world, Lord, where injustice and poverty and scarcity seem to be a common way of life, Lord. We want to lift them up to you today and ask for your hand of touch upon them, Lord, that you would grant your grace, Lord, in those situations, Lord. Thank you that our missions work helps to be a blessing to families and children and communities, Lord, all over the place, locally here, but all over the world too. And so we're grateful for that, Lord. And we also ask your blessing upon the rest of our service this morning, God, as we break the bread of your word. Lord, may we understand why you gave us the Sabbath command and what it means for us today, that we might be not only a people that work hard and make a difference and serve and minister, but also that we are refreshed and recover so that we can go forth and continue to serve you in all the ways that you've called us to. Hear our prayers for everything and everyone that you hold precious. As we pray the words that Jesus, our Savior, taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we do thank you, as I share every week, your faithfulness, however you do that, whether it's weekly or biweekly or once a month, however God leads you to be able to be a blessing and not only into our community and this place of faith here, as our faith community, but also around the world. So as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Let's join to prayer, or join together for our prayer of dedication. God of goodness, bless our ministries in these challenging times. Surprise us by what you do through us as we sow seeds of generosity. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Sometimes on that first Sunday of the month, the usher and I will kind of smirk or laugh a little bit, depending on how many drop-in big bags of change into the noisy collection. And this one on this side was pretty heavy this morning, but like I had shared earlier, we do appreciate that because that helps to make a difference in places around the world. Today, we're going to be looking at two passages The Deuteronomy passage, I don't think I've ever really preached from, although you're going to know it right away because it's out of the Ten Commandments. It's one of our lectionary readings, and it's interesting that it's paired with the Mark 2 and 3 passage there this morning. And so we're going to read that, and we'll start with Deuteronomy chapter 5. We're going to be reading verses 12 through 15. Keep the Sabbath day and treat it as holy, exactly as the Lord your God commanded. 6 days you may work and do all your tasks, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Don't do any work on it. Not you, your sons or daughters, your male or female servants, your oxen, your donkeys, or any of your animals, or the immigrant who is living among you, so that your male and female servants can rest just like you. Remember, you were a slave in Egypt, but the Lord your God brought you out of there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. That's why the Lord your God commands you to keep the Sabbath day. And then Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus went through the wheat fields on the Sabbath. As the disciples made their way, they were picking the heads of wheat. The Pharisees said to Jesus, "Look, why are they breaking the Sabbath law?" He said to them, "Haven't you ever read that what David did when he was in need, when he and those with him were hungry? During the time when Abiathar was high priest, David went into God's house and ate the bread of the presence, which only the priests were allowed to eat. He also gave bread to those who were with him. Then he said, 'The Sabbath was created for humans. Humans weren't created for the Sabbath.' This is why the human one is Lord even over the Sabbath." Jesus returned to the synagogue. A man with a withered hand was there. Wanting to bring charges against Jesus, they were watching Jesus closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Step up here where people can see you." Then he said to him, "Is it legal on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they said nothing, looking around at them with anger, deeply grieved at their unyielding hearts. He said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And so he did, and his hand was made healthy. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word today, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, one Sunday in a Midwest city, a young child was acting up during the worship service. The parents did their very best to maintain a sense of order in the pew, but everybody knew they were losing the battle. Finally, the father picked the little fella up and walked him sternly up the aisle on his way out. Just before reaching the safety of the folder, you could hear the little boy hollering out loudly to the congregation, "Pray for me, pray for me." I want to talk to you this morning about Sabbath recovery. Sabbath recovery. Well, in the last 2 years, I have started to sub for the lifting coach at Miami East. Yes, there's a lifting class for everybody that's in, and they take that instead of the regular PE class, physical education class. The first time I subbed for Coach Grass, he told me that there were going to be various students on recovery and wouldn't join in the normal lifting exercises. They might do light stretches, or they might do form rolling. And yes, you can go online and Google that, form rolling, and find out what that means, where it's like a rolling pin that you roll on your muscles to help give you some relief. And there's other things involved with that. But he said that would be the extent of what they would do. Now, this varied. It was either kids that were involved in multiple sports that week that needed some recovery time, or it was for some that may have been experienced some injuries, either minor or maybe more severe, depending on the situation. And in athletic circles, you will often hear the buzzwords recovery days for those who take exercise or their sports seriously because they cannot, and here's the reason why, they cannot drive their bodies to the breaking points 7 days a week and then expect to excel in their sport or event. In fact, just the opposite often happens when they do that. Burnout or injury. Now, when I was thinking about this week, I began to think about how we can draw an analogy to God's command for the people to observe the Sabbath and Jesus' actions on the Sabbath day. In our hyper-productive, always-on-the-go culture, we often conceive of rest and recovery days only just enough so that we can get right back out there and do further output. Take some time to rest so that you can work harder. Rise and grind only to rest so that you can rise earlier and grind harder. That seems to be somewhat of the philosophy of our world today. But I think God has something better in mind for us as his children. And I want to talk about that this morning just for a few moments. And there's two things I want to kind of hem in on this morning. The first one is rather obvious there from Deuteronomy. And that is keep the Sabbath holy. Keep the Sabbath holy. Now, what does that mean? Well, here's what the idea in the context of Israel was all about. Practicing Sabbath means turning from the mundane, the everyday, to the sacred. Let me say that again. It means turning from the mundane, the everyday, to the sacred. In other words, we keep and make sacred one day a week by setting it aside from the other 6 days. And we keep Sabbath on that day by, number one, as we saw in Deuteronomy, recalling what God has done for us. That's part of worship. Why do we come and gather? We sing and sing our hymns and sing our praise choruses about what God has done for us and what God has done for us in Christ. That's that part of it. Then, as I was sharing with the kids, that's worship. And then there's rest, ceasing from our normal, usual, mundane, everyday activities. That's what that means. But then I want to add this as I was sharing with the kids, caring for others. And I see that from Jesus' examples throughout the Gospels. And so that's what we mean by practicing Sabbath, keeping it holy. Now, let me build a little bit on this whole idea of worship there and the idea of keeping Sabbath holy, and that's this. Purposely spending time with God and one another grounds us for a new week and makes our connections stronger. Our connections with God, our connections with one another. And what are we doing when we do that? We are building spiritual muscles. We're building spiritual muscles when we do that. What do you mean by that? Well, here's what I mean. There's an old gym saying, muscles aren't built in the gym, they're built in the kitchen and in the bedroom. Now, I hope you don't take the last part in the wrong way. In other words, what we eat and how we sleep make all the difference and how we build muscle. So, let me give an example. When you lift weights, what is happening? You are actually breaking down your muscles, causing intentional damage to them. But that's not when they grow. That's not when they develop. They grow and develop and become strong in strength and size when you eat the right things and sleep the right way. Your muscles heal and grow stronger through the intentional practice of rest and nourishment. Who knew athletic practices could enhance our spiritual lives? Keeping Sabbath holy. Now, let me build a little bit on that, what I just said, and look at it a little bit differently. Not only keeping the Sabbath holy, but Sabbath creates space for recovery. Here we're getting to the part. The first part is kind of what we're to be involved in, and the second part is kind of the reason why God made Sabbath. We're told in Genesis 1 that after God had created everything and made the earth habitable for human beings and all life on the planet, that God rested. God Sabbathed. And there was a reason for that, because Sabbath creates space for recovery. Here's what I want you to see. First of all, Sabbath deepens our connections with God and one another. That's why Sunday is our Sabbath day. And for the Jews, it's Saturday. Because we have Sunday, because on the first day of the week, that's when Christ arose and risen from the dead. And I want you to see that in our reading from Mark today, how Jesus uses the Sabbath to feed his disciples and heal a man. For Jesus, Sabbath was very much rooted in God and human encounters. And feeding and healing are physical acts, incarnational encounters that allow us to recover. So we're not just talking about spiritual muscles, we are also talking about physical muscles. Our entire lives, our whole being, body, soul, and spirit, everything about us, God cares about every aspect of ours. And those encounters with God and one another, and those times when we rest, are for God's purpose so that we can recover. Because you can't keep pushing yourself to the limits, and then one day you're in the hospital and you're like, God, why am I in the hospital? Because you failed to carry out Sabbath. And here's the other aspect of that I want you to see, is part of the Sabbath, part of the Sabbath experience is God reaching to us and we reaching out to God. In other words, it's more than just, stay home today and sleep. It's more than just eating. It's more than just whatever you want to say. But it involves where we reach out to God as God reaches out to us. In Deuteronomy, God reminds, and this is interesting, why did God put this there with the Sabbath day? Why did God remind the people this? I am the God who brought you out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm. God was saying the reason why you set aside Sabbath is because I reach out to you. And that's in turn, we reach out to God. And we see that in the Mark story. Because Jesus tells the man, stretch out your hand. Often in the gospel healing stories, we see Jesus reaching his hand out to people that were like the leper or whoever it may be and healed them. But in this case, on the Sabbath, Jesus says, reach out your hand to me. And when he does, his hand is made whole. When God reaches out, we reach out. And healing and strength new life and recovery are found. Now, no doubt, as we see from the Sabbath thing, God expects us to work. And that's so true. Nevertheless, we can't drive ourselves to the breaking point 7 days a week and expect to survive and flourish. We all need a recovery day, which God offers in weekly Sabbath. And think about this, if you would. If Sabbath is designed to be time with God and others, thus creating space for wholeness, healing, and recovery, then all of a sudden, Sabbath is much more than what we imagine. It's not just the blue laws of the 1950s that most communities had in place, making people not do anything on Sunday. It's more than that. Trainers call this active recovery. In other words, we participate in our own healing and reconnection by stretching out ourselves to God, our faith to God, our trust to God, and stretching out our helping hand and care to others. It's part of God's Sabbath recovery. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a few moments this morning, and you can spend some time there greeting one another, sharing God's blessing, and then we'll close out with our chorus there, Father, I adore thee. This morning, if you want to go in the hymn book there, Father, I adore you, lay my life before you, how I love you, Jesus, I adore you, lay my for you, how I let's join together for our benediction. Go in the strength of the Spirit. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen.